How to sand pottery for a smooth, professional finish. A rough foot ring is the first thing a customer feels when they pick up your work, and it is what scratches their table. Sanding pottery is how you fix that, but it is also the dustiest, most silica-heavy job in the studio, so how you do it matters for your lungs as much as your surfaces. This post covers when to sand, why wet beats dry, the tools I use, and a cheap wheel rig that keeps a grinding disc wet while you work. When to sand, greenware or bisque. You can sand at two stages. Greenware, bone dry, unfired clay, cuts fast but is fragile and throws the most dust. Bisque takes more effort but holds up to real pressure and is easier to control. I do most of my smoothing at bisque. Whichever stage you pick, dry clay dust is the hazard. Wet clay is not. If the stages are fuzzy, the stages of clay lays them out. Wet sanding beats dry sanding. Dry sanding puts respirable silica into the air, the particles that scar lungs over time. Wet sanding traps that dust in water so there is almost nothing to breathe. The fix is simple: sand wet whenever you can. When you have no choice but to dry sand, wear a rated respirator, the half face I use. Ventilate and wipe surfaces down with a wet sponge rather than dry sweeping, which just relaunches the dust. Full detail on protection is in types of masks for ceramic glaze making. The tools I use. Diamond tools cut faster than sandpaper and last for years. You do not need all of these, but this is what earns bench space. Flexible diamond hand pads in 120, 200, 400, and 1200 grit. Work up through the grits. Each one removes the scratches left by the last. Bat-mounted diamond grinding discs that sit on the wheel head, the fastest way to level a foot ring or flatten a base. A glaze fountain for rinsing and cleaning bottoms as you go. A sink to clay and water recycling sink. If you sand enough, that clay slurry down the drain becomes a plumbing problem. As a general rule, match the grit to the job. A wet sanding rig for your wheel. Sanding on a bat-mounted disc dries out fast, and you end up stopping every 30 seconds to re-wet it. Here is a cheap fix that keeps a steady trickle going so the disc never dries. Set a wear board across the wheel head so it bridges over the disc, with clearance for the disc to spin underneath. Fill a pint container with water and poke a small hole near the bottom. Cover the hole with a piece of tape. Stand the container on the board above the disc. Peel the tape back to start a slow drip onto the disc. Press it down to stop. The drip keeps the disc and the piece wet the whole time. No dust and no stopping to re-wet. A small change with a big payoff. Sanding a foot ring on the wheel. Mount a bat-mounted diamond disc and start the water drip. Run the wheel slow. Hold the foot lightly against the disc and keep the piece moving so you do not grind a flat. Check often. You are leveling the ring and knocking off sharp edges, not removing mass. Finish by hand with 400, then 1,200 grit for a foot that is smooth against a table. Rinse, then wipe everything down with a wet sponge. Common problems. A flat ground into the foot. You held the piece still against the disc. Keep it rotating and use light pressure. You sanded through the foot ring. Too much pressure or too coarse a grit for a thin foot. Start at 200, not 120, on delicate feet. Clogged the drain. Clay slurry settles and sets like concrete. Catch it in a bucket or a recycling sink. Never straight down the pipe. Dust everywhere after dry sanding. You skipped the water. Wet sand or mask up and wet wipe afterward. Do not dry sweep. Frequently asked questions. Should I sand greenware or bisque? Either. Greenware cuts fast but is fragile and dusty. Bisque is tougher and easier to control. I do most of my sanding at bisque. Is it safe to dry sand pottery? Only with a respirator and ventilation. The dust is silica and harmful to breathe. Wet sanding is safer, and I recommend it whenever possible. Do I need diamond tools, or will sandpaper work? Wet/dry sandpaper works. Diamond pads and discs cut faster, last far longer, and are built for wet use, so they pay off if you sand regularly. Sourcing in Europe. European potters can source these closer to home. Scarva and CTM potters. Supplies, UK stock, most sanding and studio tools and ship across Europe. And diamond core pads and discs are carried by Scarva, Blue Matchbox, and Sajo. Related guides. How to trim pottery. Types of masks for ceramic glaze making. Pottery tools for beginners. The essential ceramic supplies list. The stages of clay.